Podcast preview time for Chelmsford Stakes Day for the Tattersalls Club at Randwick on Saturday. And our form analyst, Paul Joyce, is with us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Off to Randwick on Saturday. The first Saturday of the spring. And, of course, wouldn't be a spring Saturday without Winks going around. So it's going to be an absolute ripper of a day. Quaddy-wise, well, it basically becomes a treble when Winks involved, doesn't it?
It does. Let's have a look at them. I might even get your thought at the end on the Concord. It might only be a field of six, but it's a pretty competitive race. But let's have a look at the Quaddy. The Furious kicks it off, race six at 3:10. Devolving has come out of this, number eight. It's running back, I think, in the first race. How does it set up with this field of seven over 1,200, Paul?
Yeah, look, it sets up, obviously, the Silver Shadow being the form line that we're putting all our eggs in that basket. We've got Formality, we've got Champagne Cuddles, and we've got Elise, who basically, the three of them split the line in the Silver Shadow. Formality goes forward, Elise kicks up off the inside gate. The only one that probably gets in on pace will be this Joy Filly Owls, a former Kiwi, and now with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. She's shown plenty of natural pace at the trials, but I don't think she's up to the class of these big three, and they are the three we've got in the first leg of the Quaddy. 1, 3, 5. I've got Formality just on top. Look, she won the Silver Shadow. She will strip fitter. She was first up there. She gets in 1 kilo better at the weights against the two rivals from that race. So they're the ones that have to really step up if they're going to beat her. That's why I've got her on top, and she is actually slightly better value than the other two. Champagne Cuddles for second. Well, she closed off the best in the Silver Shadow. But she's got the trickiest gate this time, so she just may get posted a bit deep early. And Elise A, well, could she turn the table? She had the fitness edge last start and couldn't beat Formality. But the difference this time, she's come up with barrier one and probably a bigger gear change. She's got Hugh Bowman aboard, so she could end up third defence getting all the favours. So first leg of the Quaddy, I think it's a safe play, 1, 3, and 5.
1, 3, and 5. Formality stayed in Sydney off that first win, this preparation, and galloped nicely on Tuesday by all reports. So 1, 3, and 5 in the Furious. Race 7, well, what do we do here with the pace with Winks? Drawn barrier 3, and, well, they had a media conference on Thursday morning as we record this morning, and they seem to be confident, particularly Chris Waller, on how she is going to be from the barrier, that freshness has gone.
Yeah, look, whatever happened there, she hasn't done that before. She's had 28 starts, so let's just put it down to a one-off, first up from a spell, maybe a bit fresh, maybe just the windy conditions, who knows. But she shouldn't have been there. She was never mapped to be out the back there first up. Obviously, we all know what happened. But from barrier 3 here, I've got a settling 4th, Andrew, if you really want to pin a spot on the speed map. I've got Gerald Ryan's pair of Harper's Choice going forward with Red Excitement, and the other one will be Laschetti Spirit. She'll take a while to warm up, she always does, but she'll end up driving forward into the first three and probably leading, and that puts Winks on my map, basically 4th with the gun trail. She just wins, there's no one in the field good enough to beat her at weight for age, and we saw the other day that she can overcome even the biggest obstacles, missing the start by 4 lengths on a lightning track, where she had to reel off some sectionals that really just haven't been seen before. So she's too good. Conditions suit. She'll be winning. So number 11, anchoring our Quaddy in the Chelmsford.
Righto. The big race at 4:10 come Saturday there, the Chelmsford Stakes. Third leg of the Quaddy, the Tramway. 10 to line up here. Few returning, like Happy Clapper, and a few for Chris Waller. Heavens Above is back. An Invincible Gem, of course, was so strong first up, and we know how unlucky Tom Melbourne was. Gee, it's a competitive little race, the Tramway.
Sure is, Andrew. Saw a great tweet from Ron Duffercy last night. He said he spent 90 minutes on the Tramway and still hadn't come anywhere near finding his tip. So it is that sort of race. You've hit the nail on the head. Look, I've sort of looked at the speed of the race, and that often gives me a good head start. And in this race in particular, Ecuador looks the only leader, and Invincible Gem's got that early tactical pace to take up a spot. And outside of those, perhaps Tom Melbourne presses forward off a wide gate, but there's not going to be a lot of pace in the race on my map. And I think that makes me lean towards the on-pace runners. For the Quaddy, I've gone 7, 6, 3, 1, and 4. We've really stretched it out because we can afford to. Number 7 on top, Invincible Gem. As I said, she's got that tactical speed, so I think that's a big plus for her. The first up win was terrific in the missile, and I just think she's going too well with that race fitness. She's only been beaten once at Randwick, and that was when nosed out in the Group 1 Randwick Guineas as well. So I'm going with her just ahead of Ecuador, a third behind Winx first up. That's good form for this. He's very well weighted under this weight scale, and as I said, he'll go forward. He could even control the tempo. Number three, McCreary. Great first up performer. Like these two trials. He handles all sorts of conditions. He's got Hugh Bowman on. He goes into the quaddy, as does the one Happy Clapper, who's been trialling as well as ever this time in. He's a good track specialist. And the four Heavens Above, I like the way she's trialling. She doesn't usually fire first up, which is a little query, but at the big, big odds, I can afford to throw her in. 7, 6, 3, 1, and 4 in the tramway.
Righto, and the last is the Sweps over the 1,400 metres. Rocket Commander will run in this race. They had accepted for her in a couple of other races as well, but she'll run here, Rocket Commander. Dawn Wall comes back to racing for Chris Waller. How's this one look?
Well, look, Belladero's been gelded, and he's shown good pace in his trial. So I've got him crossing from that gate and leading quite comfortably here, and he'll give a good sight. Rocket Commander comes across with the gun trail. Then we've got Marin Ostro and Luna Rise. But again, not a stack of pressure in the last. I've gone 8, 7, 4 and 10. Putting number 8 on top here if you want one at a bit of odds. Torgerson for Chris Waller and Hugh Bowman. You can get double figures with tab.com.au. Loved his trials. He's been trialling the house down. His last start trial was behind Takedown. And he cruised up to finish 4. He's not a first up performer at all if you look at his stats. But here's a horse who only got beat 2.5 length in last year's Epsom Handicap. So he's got the ability there. Maybe this time around he's just going to put it all together. He is only a 5-year-old and he loves Randwick. So the Chris Waller-Hugh Bowman combination at double figure odds, I think that's a pretty good way to play any race. Number 8, Torgerson on top. To beat the 7, Washington Heights, well, we all know about him. He was a tragedy beaten last start, as was Tom Melbourne in the same race. Jockey change, Karen McAvoy on. Just whether he gets enough speed up front to justify that very, very short quote. So I wouldn't be diving in at $2, but he's obviously a must for the quaddie. Number 4, Rocket Commander. We've touched on her. She was very brave last start in the toy show behind Sweet Redemption. She was only beaten half a length. She'll be right in the firing line. And number 10, Belladero, the horse I said has been gelded and showing a bit at the trials. Well, he's always had ability, this horse, and maybe the gelding will be the making of him. I do think he'll be out in front and rolling. 8, 7, 4 and 10 in the last, Andrew. It only cost us $20 for 33.33% this week. So we're going to get a good dividend, I think, even with Winx winning, provided we can get through the probably the toughest leg, really. Probably the third leg, the tramway.
Yeah, the tramway is the one. All right, so there the Paul Joyce thoughts at this stage. And just before we wrap up the podcast, that Concord, Paul, 6 in it. But I tell you, it's a quality little race, this one as well. It's similar to the tramway.
It is. Look, there's a couple of ways you can look at this race. And I took a while to get my head around it because what happened last time with Super 2 over the 1,000 at Randwick, if you didn't lead, you couldn't win. At the time she ran, just meant nothing else had a chance. But that was a bit of a one-off. We had a howling wind. It was the last race of the day. The track was lightning fast by that stage. I've got to do the form for a fair, genuine, good track. And if I do it that way, I think we've got to stick with number 3, Speed, because his trial beating Marsupial was out of this world. His overall form is superior to these. And at the weight, he's just too well in with 57 kilos. So the pace will be on. They'll rip around the 1,000. But as long as the conditions are okay on the day, I think Speed will be too good for them. So I've got Speed on top, Andrew. I do think the danger in the race at this stage would be number 5, Nieta. I love the way she's trialling, and she is 3 from 3 first up. So really good little race, there's Concord. Obviously, those tips could even change on the day if we get similar conditions to last time, but I'd be shocked if we got another day like that.
Yeah, for sure. It's a beauty all round. The track's going to be rated good. Sydney's weather continues to be fine, and we can't wait for appearance number 2 of Winx. As I say, the Tattlesalls Club Chelmsford Stakes at 4:10. Paul, we'll talk to you live at 10 o'clock come Saturday morning.
Yeah, cover the whole meeting then, Andrew, and any scratchings, we'll add them in there as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, completing the podcast preview for Randwick Racing on Saturday.